Hello everyone, welcome to the Ringling Parlor Church audio version of the message for today's message. Hope you guys have had a great week and will have a great week to come. Here's the message. Enjoy.
Nothing else with you.
How's everyone doing today? Welcome to Wrangler Pollard Church. What a wonderful Sunday it is to be here. If many of you have noticed, a lot of our messages, something had happened with a glitch. All of our podcasts got deleted. And something had happened with our system. I lost all of my notes and everything. So basically what we're starting today is a new series here as a church. And I guess with our podcast, it'll be the first series because all the other ones are deleted. With this series, I'm going to title it Needs versus Wants. So, today is going to be a good service. We're going to have one of the best services I've ever preached. If this is your first time, I would like to talk into the microphone and say hello. I hope that this is good enough for you and that you can find God through this or find God either way, because God is something you need in life to do anything. So I just hope and wish you the best on your luck with finding Jesus. Alright, well, this is message number one out of a few. I'm not sure how many we're going to do at first, but I'm going to title today's. It's called Open Your Eyes. I want to let y'all know that in this whole message, I have zero Bible verses in it, but it's just the word it brings across that really hit me and makes it more spiritually, and trust me, it's gonna help you forward to go on in life, and I just know it's gonna make a big impact, and can't wait to watch it do that. And so we're gonna get into that. I mean, doing my research this week, I was just in wow. My mouth was open wide most of the time saying wow. So. Yeah, a lot of this stuff is really amazing. Excuse my sinuses, please, because you might hear a little bit of that here and there. Got a little sick. I left my fan on, and you know what happens when your mother keeps the air conditioner on 65 degrees. But I'm actually recording this at 10:24 p.m., so if I sound like I'm a zombie, I am. So please excuse that, too, but I would like to say Motion Night was a blast this week. I thank you for everyone who came out and joined it. And I just hope that y'all all enjoyed it. I'm going to let y'all know, go to churchofthehighlands.com, www.churchofthehighlands.com at 8 o'clock this morning, 9:45, 11:30, 4 o'clock, and I think it's 5:30 to watch the word from Pastor Chris and in Birmingham, Alabama, Church of the Highlands campus. I don't think I have anything else to get off my chest, so we're just going to get right into the message today. I hope y'all enjoy it, and let's get into it. So first I want to start off, so open your eyes. We're basically just going to be talking about today. We're focusing on the needs versus the wants and about opening our eyes to Jesus. We need Jesus more than we need other things in life. And it's just that we're talking about that. It's just going to be a great message. I cannot wait for it. I know you are going to enjoy it. So there's going to be a lot of things you might want to jot down on a notebook. So if you want to do that, just pause the podcast right now and go get you a notebook and write it down. But the first thing, if you got a notebook to write down, was push beyond what you need and go. I mean, push beyond what you want and go for what you need. We need to push beyond what we want and go for what we need. What we need is so much more important than what we want. We go into the new year every year. We're like, new year, less me. And that never happens. We always lie to ourselves. We say, new year, less me. It's always new year, more of me than God. And it's just, a lot of times that's how it happens in life. You're not the only one, if that's you. But sometimes we put ourselves in front of God, and we need to really go after it. You can't grow spiritually without actually putting the work in to get it. Like, you can't lose weight by watching another person lift weights. It's just not possible. You have to go out and do the work for yourself. And that's really important. You need to go out and find your work, open your eyes, to heaven and find what God's plan for you is and what God wants you doing more of what you want to do. We need to focus on what God wants us to do. The first thing you can jot down in a notebook, I'm sure you probably jotted down some more stuff, but you must have an input to get an output. You must have an input to get an output. You got to have an input to get an output. So we just got to put input in when we go and try to find Jesus. I mean, Jesus didn't shed blood. He didn't shed tears. He didn't sweat for you to be average. So, I mean, go out of your comfort zone. Go out of your comfort zone. Go way out of it. Find Jesus. You need more of Jesus. Like I said, Jesus didn't shed his blood, shed his tears, and sweat on that cross. Man hung from his head, from his hands, nailed on there to rise and rise from the dead just to save your sins for you to be average. We need to be more than average. We need to go out of our comfort zone. We need to tell the world about Jesus. He didn't call you to go out of the stands just to sit there. You need to go out and reach beyond, guys. When God calls you out of the stands one day, tells you to come to heaven, you need to go up there and you need to tell all the great things he's done for you instead of just sitting there not talking to anyone. One day we will be called, and when we get called, he will call you by your name. He knows all of us by our name. Hey, Jesus redeems. He opens eyes. He walks on water. He feeds that 5,000 with barely any food. I mean, Jesus does. Jesus does everything. If someone makes fun of you for worshiping a God that died for you, you need to tell them to open their eyes. Because if you can possibly make fun for someone from worshiping a God that walked on water, fed 5,000, healed Lazarus, the blind man, I mean, what kind of person are you to say that? I mean, Jesus knows what happens behind the scene. He will not forsake you. I mean, you sometimes will get stuck in strongholds, and they're hard to get out of. Strongholds are often caused by our mistakes. We get stuck in them and can't find our way out of them. The definition of a stronghold is a prison of lies. Sometimes we get stuck in the prison of lies, them strongholds. But we just gotta pray to God. We gotta put our trust in his hands. And you know, God will work wonders. God will work. And you'll see an impact in that. Heck, oftentimes something happens in our lives and we ask God why he could do this to us. And sometimes we speed away from him. And just leave him in the dust. We're just like, how could God do this to us? How could God possibly do this to me? Like, all that I've done for him, I mean, how could God do this? And one day it's gonna hit you in the chest. You need him. You just need your eyes widened. You need to open them. Jesus can open your eyes. No matter what happens, he's on your side. He can't trust us until we can trust him. All right, I want everyone to make God their savior today. Make that decision. Make God your savior. Savior. I mean, you like I said earlier, you got to put the input in and get the output. You can come to church for your whole life and stay the same, but you can't change without asking him to enter in. You can't change without getting his input put in. To get that output that you like. You'll never know how much you need God until he is all you have. I mean, once it's just you and him, you'll be so excited that he's there for you. The Lord is good. I mean, I just want you all. I mean, God is so good. We need to focus in. We need to open our eyes. We need to trust. And we'll be granted the VIP access to God's world. Your friends can't get you to into heaven, only you can.
Your friends can't get you that VIP pass to heaven. Your family can't get you that VIP pass to heaven. Only you can. Your family and friends can't tell you who to worship or who not to worship. You could pick who you would like to worship. It's your choice. I mean, if your friends don't believe in Jesus, try to convince them into believing in Jesus. Show them the great wonders they've had an impact on your life with. And just, they're so good. I'm here to tell you, if God didn't want like you this way, he would have changed you already. If God didn't want you on this earth another day, he wouldn't have breathed more air into you. If he didn't want you on here at first, he would have never breathed. He would never put breath in your mouth, in your lungs. He would have never put breath in your lungs if he didn't want you to be here. So you have a purpose on this world. And I want you to realize that. You have a purpose. You have a reason. God put you on here for a reason. He wants you to be on this earth. And he wants you to make a huge impact on it. And sometimes we forget about that. And it hurts us. But we just got to realize that God is better than anything. I wrote something the other day after I attended Motion Night. I just wrote a few things down. I wanted to share them with you. I said, I've learned that knowing and loving God is not just going to church on Sunday. Knowing and loving God is going out of reach and leading others to the Lord. Knowing and loving God is coming into a small group and finding God. Just that don't make you better than anybody who don't believe in God. It just makes you trust in others easier, love easier, and live easier. Our God is not finished. He has a lot more in store. We have to give him great joy. You don't have to tell others you've dedicated your life. If you really did it, if you really like did it, people will be able to tell in your actions. I mean, somehow we gotta focus. We're going to focus on God. He's so good. Now, I want to cut into this part of the message. This half of the message is actually, it's a joy part of the message. And it actually does have some Bible verses. I'm going to title this part of the message, There's Joy. But this overall thing is called Open Your Eyes. It says, you are not what others think you are. You are what God knows you are. We are not what others think we are. We are what God knows we are. Job 34:32 says, Lord, teach me what I cannot see. Sometimes the Lord, we just got to ask him to teach us what we cannot see. And he'll help us out. God will help us out. Find our way. And different things like that. Find us. Guide us to where we need to be going. The definition of joy is gladness based, not based on circumstance. Everything that breathes is God's work. If you breathe, you're God's work. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. There's a song I told you I listened to a few weeks ago. It's by Cody Carnes. It's called Nothing Else. The words just say, it says, nothing else will do. I just want you. Such powerful words. And it teaches me that we need God so much more than we think we do. Peace is the beauty of life. It is the sunshine. It is the smile of a child, the love of a mother, the joy of a father, the togetherness of a family. It is the advancement of man, the victory of a just cause, the triumph of truth. I mean, if you jot this down, if you can, our testimony, only God can turn mess into message, test into testimony, trial into triumph, victim into victory. Only God can turn mess into message, test into testimony, trial into triumph, and victim into victory. Your story is the key that can unlock someone else's prison, guys. 1 John 5:11 says, this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is found in His Son. I'm sure you heard this one before, Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Now I just have one more. I have one more verse that I want to recap. Not recap, but end the message with. And it comes from Isaiah 61:10. It's a pretty long one. So if you want to get your Bibles out and read that, or write it down on there, you might not be able to catch it on here. You might have to go in your Bible app and do it. But it's Isaiah 61:10. It says, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For He has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of His righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. We need God a lot of times. And we miss God. We don't know where He went in our lives. And we just can't find Him. We don't know what happened to Him. We want Him. And a lot of you are like that now. I like to say the salvation prayer. If you would like to dedicate your life, I want you to say this prayer with me. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept You out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear You knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive Your gift of salvation. I am ready to trust You as my Lord and Savior. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe You are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. Thank You for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. I believe Your words are true. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior. Amen. I just want to say a prayer with all of us together. Not more than just beyond the salvation prayer. I just want to say this, so I want you to keep your eyes closed and your head bowed. Lord Jesus, I thank You for all the amazing people who, Lord, just come out of their way every day, Lord, to show us You. And just get us more involved with You, Lord, and teaching us about You, Lord. I thank You for our leaders. Our leaders are amazing. I thank You for our country. I pray for our country. I pray for the church. I pray for the people who are struggling, the people who just went through the El Paso and Dayton, Ohio shootings. Pray for all of them, Lord. I pray for joy in everyone's lives, Lord. I pray that the safety for everyone. I pray for the fall is for it to going on. Everybody will be safe. And that your word will just be blessed in all of these students. And they'll keep that safe reminder in their head of You that motivates them to do better in their sports and academics. Lord, as school goes back or went back, I pray that the students are safe inside their school. They learn really good, and they begin soon to be lifelong leaders, Lord, as they already are. Lord, I pray over everyone. They have a great day, Lord. Lord, Yours is higher than anyone's, and we know that, Lord. Lord, I pray for everyone. Lord, I pray for my uncle. She's going through some things. Lord, I pray for confidential prayer requests. Pray for all of them. I don't know what they are, but You know what they are, Lord. I just pray for them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Everyone, God is so good. I got this one quote, and then y'all can get out of here. If you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. If you never ask, the answer will always be no. If you don't step forward, you'll always be in the same place. Take that with you today. I'd like to ask everybody to go to our website, WP Church Online.
Weebly.com. Weebly is spelled Weebly, and then .com. And on the home screen, we have a voting page for our church name, so it's no longer Wrangler Power Church. We'll have a voting on there, so you can look on there and vote. We will have different drafts, meaning four different things, and or three different weeks where we'll vote on them. The best one from each week will go into election. Whoever wins that one wins the church name. Basically, that's what we're going to be doing. But I just want you to always remember the past can't be changed. Opinions don't define your reality. Everyone's journey is different. Judgments are not about you. Overthinking will lead to sadness. Happiness is found within. Your thoughts affect your mood. Smiles are contagious. Kindness is free. It's okay to let go and move on. What goes around comes around. And things always get better within time. I said 12 of them. I like number 12. Things always get better within time. You just got to trust God. Put your trust in His hands. And wait. Sometimes it may take a little bit. But when it comes, trust me, it's going to be good. And you're going to enjoy it. God is so good. As we go into our weeks, Lord, please watch over us and keep us safe. All right, everyone. The Jesus died on the cross for us. We are saved because of Him. And because of Him, we can have this every single Sunday. We can come to church. We can listen to church. We can find God. All because of that resurrection that happened long ago that, Lord, we just support Him with. And He died on the cross for our sins and made us anew. In Him, we are new. And, Lord, our Lord is just greater than any other. And let's pray that y'all have a great week this week. Y'all go into a great week and enjoy it now. Remember, always remember, God is good, and if He breathed air into you for a reason, and you deserve to be on this earth, if He wanted you changed, He would have changed you long ago. All right, everybody, let's worship.